The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered how a frog hibernates? Well, amphibians and reptiles are ectothermic, which means that they get their heat from their environment. During the winter, low temperatures make it very difficult for them to be active. So the best strategy to handle the problem is to hibernate and live off stored fat. When temperatures approach freezing, most species of frogs seek protection below the freeze line. Some species jump into the water and prepare to hibernate at the bottom of ponds or under the banks of streams. Because water is a good insulator and retains heat better than other environments, it's a good place to wait out the winter. Hibernating, in particular underwater hibernating, requires a significant change in respiration. As a frog cools, it requires less oxygen. A cooler frog can stay completely submerged for long periods of time, only surfacing occasionally for a needed gulp of air. With additional cooling, even less oxygen is required, to the point that all breathing can be done through its skin. Called cutaneous respiration, this allows the frog to obtain all the oxygen it requires at low temperatures and simultaneously remain submerged for weeks.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.